starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
James, it's great to have you on NITV Radio and welcome to the show.
Yeah, no, it's good to be here.
For mob who might not know your work yet or know your mob or where you're from, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, I got my strongest connections to Yuralaroi country, also Gamilaroi, Yorta Yorta and Yuin connections. Born and raised on Gadigal land, but down here in Naarm, Melbourne. So, been down here working as a musician, composer, as well as a photographer.
Now, I want to talk to you about the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra that's returning to the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl with three concerts for the first time in 13 years. What does it mean to you to be a part of such a historic moment?
Yeah, well, I guess I've been lucky enough to have had the opportunity to write for the orchestra through the, first of all, the First Voices program and now being a First Nations composer in residence. And with that, it's this short window of time where I have these opportunities to not only write for the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, but have my music heard by so many people in so many amazing venues. It's just a matter of, trying to make the best work I can and hopefully people hearing it can appreciate it, as well as the performers, of course. And I'll see if I've done a good enough job, then I might be able to get to write some more music in the future.
Yeah, and can you talk to us about the Musical Acknowledgement of Country, which I believe is premiering this Friday on the 13th? And can you share what the piece means to you?
Yeah, so I guess I wanted to show some of the journey of that Aboriginal people have had to have made in this country to be acknowledged. So going back to pre-colonization, it was just it would have been just taken for granted that you acknowledge people's country. But then through the arrivals back in the 1700s, there wasn't any acknowledgement of Aboriginal people, and so it's taken a lot of times. There's been a lot of ups and downs over the decades to acknowledge Aboriginal people have even been here when we're right here in front of their faces. So I guess we've gotten to a place where acknowledgements are commonplace and there are treaties in the works. So I guess that up and down struggle I wanted to reflect in the music, as well as being able to finish on a positive note. Down here in Victoria, there's a mood of positivity in the air around treaty moving forward. So having that journey at least this recent struggle being overcome until the next one.
And the acknowledgement of country is something we hear often, obviously, in spoken form. But what, were there any challenges or also the opportunities for you in creating this piece into music?
Yeah, because it's primarily instrumental, I kind of wanted to represent certain things. Like, so at the start of it, I've got the violin's playing somewhat of a chant style, like a traditional chant rhythm, and I guess you've got different stringed instruments, playing those chants independently, representing the different peoples around the country. So it's kind of nice to have a bit of that in there. And then as well, that they asked me to put together a few words to, I guess, to best reflect what at least I feel could or should be said on behalf of the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. So I guess that was one of the harder things. Like the music part of it comes quite naturally, I'd like to think. But then, yeah, just trying to be really careful about the words, to actually think about what should be said in an acknowledgement. I guess on my personal behalf, but then I'm also having to write on behalf of the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra as well. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. So we'll see how that goes, at least for the premiere, and then depending on where and when acknowledgements are said, my personal feeling is, I guess they should reflect the time and place where acknowledgements are being held, as opposed to something that could be just repeated for every acknowledgement. So yeah, hopefully that gets the change over the different performances when the orchestral version gets stripped back to the string quartet version for future symphony orchestra performances.
When people hear this piece performed by a full symphony orchestra, what do you hope that people feel and take away from it?
Well, there might be some information in the program notes about what I was intending. So if they get a chance to read that and then hear the piece, that might be nice for them to kind of hear those moments of struggle and I guess achievement, and be able to recognize that. But I think having three key sentences, which I place towards the start of the piece, that will kind of sum up the acknowledgement and what it's there for. But yeah, at the end of the day, I kind of want people to be able to enjoy it as a piece of music that they can, they can, I guess, move them emotionally and have them enjoy, I guess, melodic phrases and chord and key changes, and then yeah, I guess see the acknowledgement is somewhat something that can be celebratory and something that can really set the tone for a positive concert.
And can you talk to us a little bit about your role as the First Nations composer in residence? Like, what has this role allowed you to explore or express that, perhaps mightn't have been possible before?
Yeah, well, I guess having the opportunity to write for a symphony orchestra is something that I've wanted to have since high school, and just not having taken the path of more formal composition education in the past, it's taken me a while to kind of get around to a place where I have this opportunity, and with that, I'm lucky enough to have a bit of mentoring along the way. So with each piece I write, I have a couple of sessions with prominent composers that are able to talk me through things that I should consider a bit more with what I'm doing. So that's been a great help, as well as just understanding the culture and the world of working within a large ensemble like this. There's limited time that you have to have your music heard and have it rehearsed. So just understanding what's required of me as a composer and what's re required of the piece to be able to then make that way into a rehearsal space and to be premiered. So it's quite a steep learning curve. I feel that after each piece that I write for the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, I learn so much, and I'm just as much as I'm keen to, just get away from the computer, I'm also really really keen to start working on the next piece to be able to do something a little bit better than I have before. So I guess we'll see what happens. After all this, it would be nice for these pieces to be performed by other ensembles in the future. I guess time will tell.
And your work also features in the final concert celebrating 50 years of ABC Classic. How does it feel to have your music sitting within that program?
Yeah, no, for sure. That I guess once again, I've been blessed with this opportunity to write a bunch of pieces for the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Although this particular piece was originally commissioned for the Melbourne String Ensemble. They got me and some other composers, Aboriginal composers, to write music for that ensemble to reflect the different Aboriginal seasons around the country. And I was asked to write a piece of music that reflected Wurundjeri season, which is the country in which that Melbourne String Ensemble is based. So there I was. I'm just really grateful to have the trust from Michelle Mills, a Wurundjeri traditional owner, to be able to do the best job I could to represent her culture through such a foreign art form as a composition for a symphony orchestra. Oh no, sorry, a string ensemble. And with that, I ended up just lucky enough to have heard it played a few times since. So to be on that lineup with so many other amazing Australian composers, I'm just very, very grateful to have had people to trust me and what I could potentially write for them, and then just grateful to have had people like that piece enough that that they want to play it again, and particularly for this upcoming concert.
And I guess just finally to close, for people coming along to the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl this week, how would you describe the experience in a couple of words?
Oh, well, I think a picnic in a lovely space with a world-class music performed by a world-class ensemble.
Well, thank you so much, James, for coming on and having a chat to us about this. It sounds amazing, and I know a couple of people that will be attending, so it'll be great to hear how it goes. And thanks so much for your time.
No, I appreciate the chat. Thank you.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.